This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, along with Lynn English High football coach Chris Carroll. Chris, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Well, Chris, you have a problem, I think, as a coach this week that you might not have had, and that is a team that could possibly be feeling very good about themselves, as they should, at 5-0, but they got to be ready for Salem this Friday.
Yeah, I hear you, Bill. The good thing about my kids, they've been highly focused all year, and we talk about it's on a short week, but it's, you know, they're coming off a big win in a big game, but you know, we're also playing this week for a chance to clinch an NEC title. So there's plenty of motivation this week, and we're facing a very good team in Salem who's 4-1, and they're looking to do the same thing.
Yeah, and no, absolutely. So in that regard, it's a big Tier 3 game within the Northeastern Conference. How about some thoughts on last week's game against Swampscott?
Yeah, I thought our kids played tremendous. They came out. They had a great week of practice. They were focused, and they really executed the plays that were called. And before I even get going into any offensive things, the defense was tremendous. I mean, they were fast to the football. I've been saying all year we like to play fast. They were fast to the football, executed the game plan. They made plays, and then that kind of really set the tone for our offense. And, slightly different on ball control offense last week, and when plays were to be made, the kids made the plays.
Yeah, I thought the defense was a huge key because there were times when I've seen Swampscott they weren't able really to convert on those third down plays, and whether it's a third down and 3 or a third down and 7 or 12 or whatever, when you're shutting those down, that's a good sign.
Yeah, our defensive line in particular, Emil Rossi and then Jacob Miller, who's a linebacker for us, created some pressure and created some havoc on the line, and which helped us out in our secondary and our linebackers covering. And they made plays when there was plays to be made, and especially on those third downs, getting off the field, getting the offense, the ball back was huge for us last week.
Did you guys do something different on defense from first half to second half at all? Was it pretty much the same philosophy? It seems like you got a little more of a pass rush in the second half.
Yeah, not too much of a different philosophy. I think the pass rush may have been a little bit more in the second half just because of the way the game changed. And I think they were chasing the clock at that point too, so there was more pressure opportunities. But no, the kids, they executed on the plays. They played hard. They were fast to the football. And I was really proud of our defense last week.
Well, Salem this week, and they're led by their running back Vinny Gaskins, who has a Salem scoring record.
Yeah, Salem's a tough team. They present a lot of challenges. Their running game is very good. Outside of Gaskin, also, their other running back, number one's a very good player as well. And they present a lot of challenges, and we're focusing in, and going to do our best Friday night.
As far as their offense and defenses, how unique are they within the other opponents that you play?
So offensively, they're very unique. We faced 4 straight spread offenses, dating back to Somerville and then ending with Swampscott. And now this is a complete different. Yeah, they take shotgun snaps, but it's a much more run focused offense. They do throw the football, but it's a different offense with a different scheme, and definitely presents some challenges for us.
Well, Chris, good luck to you Friday night. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Lynn English football coach Chris Carroll with us here on MSO News Sports.